She didn't know what to do with her hands. They wanted to grab him and never let go, so she settled for clasping them behind her back.
"Well,"
he said, glancing to the floor before pinning his dark gaze on her.
"I'm following a thief."
"I see. What could they possibly have stolen that has you going out of state?" His lips turned up in a devilish grin.
"She stole my heart. I thought I'd see if she'd either give it back or maybe make an exchange. Mine for hers."
"Okay, well, that's what I came here to find out, and you've made yourself clear." I stood and walked towards the door, willing myself to walk straight, shoulders back. I could cry in the car, not in front of Andrew.
"I knew you'd leave."
His eyes were still on the TV.
"I knew you didn't mean what you promised. You're just like all the rest."
Jazz put her bottle down, twisting it to form a little holder in the dirt so it wouldn't fall. "You asked?" "I answered."
"I didn't."
"Damn it, Grizz, you did. I was there. I can understand why you don't remember. You had a lot of shit coming down on you at the time, all that power pumping in and your mind blowing out under the weight of it. But that's exactly why it means so much to me. You called to me from the depths of your soul, and I answered."